This podcast is brought to you by BearRadio.net, eclectic gay music 24/7.
Greetings. Thanks for joining us here on Bear Soup, tickling your furry ears on Thursdays, only here on the Bear Radio Network, eclectic gay radio. This is Ron Serratia, editor of the fiction anthologies Bearotica and Bear Lust. And I'm hosting a friendly little get-together here in our huge backyard hot tub. Plenty of room for every bear. Just drop trow and drop that big hairy bod into the drink. You're just in time for bear soup. We're just bubbling over with testosterone here today at the bear soup hot tub. What do you suppose Spunk Daddy found in his mailbox today? A whole lot of bear porn, that's what. Both American Bear and 100% Beef magazines arrived, and man oh man, it's raining bears. Here are a few items from my American Bear column to help all the young bear and wolf cubs out there who might be wondering, what's a bear? Who's a bear? Am I a bear? To eliminate confusion among the less ursine enlightened among us, a number of librarians from the Gay, Lesbian, and Bisexual Librarians Network, after more than 6 years of sacrifice, strategy, and struggle, have triumphed over the forces of sinister, repressive twinkdom. Well, perhaps not quite so dramatic as all that, but in May of last year, they did succeed in getting the United States Library of Congress to recognize the subject classification of gay and bisexual male bears. According to reports on the Bears mailing list, quote, Bears, parens, gay culture, parens, join the official list of Library of Congress subject headings. Quote, here are entered works on gay men who refer to themselves as bears because they are heavier set, hairy, older, and or have mustaches or beards, unquote. So, for furry folks amused by queer linguistics, bear has reached a defining moment. Word and other bear lingo has been included in several dictionaries, but until recently only as slang. Cassell's 1998 Dictionary of Slang listed 8 entries for bear, ranging from a gruff, irritable person and Russian to poverty, misery, and, get this, bear can even mean vulva. It's furry and bites. But in the fourth sense of the first entry, we now find this definition for bear. Quote, U.S. 1990s, a hairy, beefy gay male, unquote. In Paul Baker's fascinating 2002 book, Fantabulosa, a Dictionary of Polari and Gay Slang, the word bear is defined as, quote, a gay man who generally possesses one or more of the following traits, a hairy body, beard and or mustache, large or tubby build, muscular development, masculine behavior. Bears are usually older than twinks, although there are no age limits. Bear culture is a development of the clone look and a reaction against the dominant 20th century ideal of gay male beauty as a twink. Back in the rowdy old Wild Wild West frontier days, loaded for bear used to mean that one's rifle was loaded and ready for attack by any hostile grizzly that you might encounter in the wilderness. Now that America has no more wilderness frontier, the term more commonly means fully prepared. Still, I can't help thinking about some of my pals when they head out to the local bear bar or bathhouse, revved up on vitamin V, Viagra, and downright determined to bag themselves a bear or cub that night. No doubt, having stiffened their resolve, they're loaded for bear too. Speaking of cow bears, we also just received a short review in Gay Times Magazine, UK, of my anthology Bear Lust. Quote, if you go down to the woods today, you might find that those hot, hairy bears are having a whale of a time, rubbing each other's salt and pepper beards and scratching their big tummies. If bear love is your thing, then this collection of 18 erotic short stories should grab you by the short and curlies. There are big, hairy cowboys who give new meaning to the phrase cowpoke. All in all, a right meaty feast, unquote. Now, wasn't that a nice review from Gay Times UK? And here's an excerpt from the very story in Bear Lust that gives new definition to the term cowpoke, titled Trail Ride, written by Dale Chase. You got Diggs nearabouts? The miner asked. Like most in the saloon, he had a tired, grizzled look, as played out as the gold fields. Just passing through. California, I'll bet. A grin came up in every conversation. The big gold strike, now a thing of the past, but still drawing hopefuls. I wasn't looking for gold, though. Just good, honest work, and maybe someone to share it with. Poorhouse up the other end of town, the miner said. I nodded as if I'd take advantage of the information, but just then a cowboy sauntered in, pulled off his hat, and slapped it against his thigh to shake off the dust. He was good size, big bear of a man, and he caught me in a way others hadn't. I watched as he made his way to the bar. He said nothing. He didn't acknowledge me in any way other than elbowing in beside me and ordering a whiskey. As he leaned on the bar, his shoulder bumped mine, and I knew it was intentional, for this was how things were done. He was either looking to fight me or cornhole me. I had to be careful in how I responded, as I didn't want to end up in a scrap out back. Though the last time that happened, the fellow I fought threw a few punches, wrestled me to the ground, then pulled out his thing and screwed me. The cowboy downed his drink, called for another, and bumped me again, but this time his shoulder stayed put. Now I knew. He was one of my kind, was probably hard down below and looking to get into me. And I couldn't think of anything I wanted more after the long ride down from Montana. So far, Nevada was emptiness and heat. And arriving here in Eli wasn't much better. The town had grown up around copper mines, but remained hardscrabble, raw. I pushed against the cowboy, and he drew a long breath, finished his second drink, and walked out. I followed. If you like this excerpt, find out the conclusion of Trail Ride, written by Dale Chase, in the book Bear Lust, in bookstores everywhere from Ellison Publications. Go to Suresha.com for more info. This excerpt is used with the author's permission. And coming up on future editions of Bear Soup, we review the feature-length Spanish-language film Bear Cub, more excerpts from this anthology, Bear Lust, and Bears Go Cooking. I'm your hot tub host, Ron Suresha. My website's at suresha.com. Thanks for turning your furry ears here to the Bear Radio Network. You've been listening to Bear Soup.
You have been listening to Bear Soup. Send your questions and comments to bearsoup@bearradio.net.